Hello, I'm Sandra, and I will be your teacher for this Linkword French language course. You will be presented with words like this. The French for rabbit is lapin. Imagine a rabbit lapping at a bowl of water. You must picture this image in your mind's eye as vividly as you can for about 10 seconds until the next word comes in. After you have been given a set of words, you will be tested on what you have learned. Don't expect to get all the words right. No one does. After you have been tested, you will learn some basic grammar, and by the end of section 1, you will be given sentences to translate. So just relax and enjoy the course. The first group of words are animals. The French for rabbit is lapin. Imagine a rabbit lapping at a bowl of water. The French for cat is chat. Imagine a cat shattering glass. The French for goat is chèvre. Imagine a goat shivering. The French for horse is cheval. Imagine poking a horse with a shovel. The French for animal is animal. Imagine animals looking out from the Eiffel Tower. Remember, when the words are the same in English and French, you create a picture of the Eiffel Tower to remind you that the words are the same or similar. The French for hedgehog is hérisson. Imagine your hairy son looking like a hedgehog. The French for cow is vache. Imagine trying to wash a cow. The French for dog is chien. Imagine a dog with a chin on its coat. The French for deer is cerf. Imagine saying, "Sir, please bring in the deer." The French for goose is oie. Imagine a goose hanging from a wire in a butcher's shop. Now, what is the English for oie? Goose, cerf, deer, chien, dog, vache, cow, hérisson, hedgehog, animal. Animal, cheval, horse, Chèvre. Goat. Chat. Cat. Lapin. Rabbit. Please, don't worry if you don't get them all right. Nobody does. Some elementary grammar. All nouns in French are either masculine or feminine, even though they may never have been alive. Because you cannot tell whether a word is masculine or feminine just by listening to it, you will now be shown how to remember the gender of words in French. If the word is masculine, always associate it in your mind's eye with a boxer. For example, rabbit is masculine in French. Imagine a boxer punching a rabbit. Every time you see a word with a boxer, you will know that it is masculine. If the word is feminine, always imagine the word interacting with a bottle of French perfume. For example, cow is feminine in French. Imagine a cow with a bottle of perfume dangling from her neck. When you see a bottle of perfume in your mind's eye interacting with a word, you will know the word is feminine in French. Masculine nouns. The French for the, when the noun is masculine, is le. For example, the dog is le chien. The cat is le chat. Feminine nouns. The French for the, when the noun is feminine, is la. For example, the cow is la vache. The goat is la chèvre. Imagine thinking, oh la la, what a beautiful cow. Plurals. If the French is plural, then the word for the is always les. Finally, if a word starts with a vowel, like animals, then the word for the is le. For example, l'animal or loi. No matter what the gender. You will now be taught the genders of the words you just learned. The gender of rabbit is masculine. Le lapin. Imagine a boxer punching a rabbit. The gender of cat is masculine. Le chat. Imagine a boxer with a cat on his knee. The gender of goat is feminine. La chèvre. Imagine pouring a bottle of perfume over a goat to stop the smell. The gender of horse is masculine. Le cheval. Imagine a boxer riding to the ring on a horse. The gender of animal is masculine, l'animal. Imagine a boxer in a ring surrounded by animals. The gender of hedgehog is masculine, le hérisson. Imagine a boxer sitting on a hedgehog. The gender of cow is feminine, la vache. Imagine a cow with a bottle of perfume dangling from her neck instead of a bell. The gender of dog is masculine. Le chien. Imagine a boxer dog with a boxer. The gender of deer is masculine. Le cerf. Imagine a boxer with a deer slung over his shoulder. The gender of goose is feminine. L'oie. Imagine a goose pecking at a bottle of perfume.